Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The ball is down. The kick is on its way. That kick long enough. That kick high enough. And the kick is good.
Yes!
Good.
Yes!
43-42. Panthers have the lead with 6 seconds to go in Death Valley.
It's the Friday tailgate brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. 4:35, time to get to Archie's, a great spot, and sample their 80-cent wings today. They're a West Virginia hangout. I'm not going to hold that against Archie on a day like this. We're trying to get up for one of the biggest Pitt home games in Heinz Field history against Clemson, the team that's won 6 straight ACC championships but is down this year, not even ranked. That clip you just heard was from the 2016 legendary matchup when Pitt was a 3-touchdown underdog and won on that Chris Blewett field goal. Were you on the sideline at that? Where were you? What was your vantage point for that kick, Doran?
Sideline, right there.
Damn.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And Narduzzi was kissing him before he kicked it. Remember it, Craig?
I do remember a lot of talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Who was screaming in the, with
that was Bill Hilbert. Osborne.
Okay.
Bostic was taking a year or two off because I think he was solely doing the fundraising stuff. Then they brought Billy O back to do color, and he just lost his marbles in the broadcast booth that day.
That atmosphere down there, though.
Yes! That's what it sounded like, didn't it?
You sound exactly like him.
That atmosphere at Death Valley, you were saying.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I never was a part of a game like that as a player, or like that away atmosphere. Like Notre Dame was good, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like it was down there. I mean, and they knew that they were, everybody was on the edge of their seat because they had no idea, and they had, there was no way that they could process that Pitt was in the game with them. Like the fans, like they were like just like dumbfounded that Pitt was hanging around, and Pitt, you know, obviously ended up ultimately winning, but like they were just, it was just unbelievable atmosphere.
Deshaun Watson, the quarterback that day for Clemson. So one of my best friends is a diehard Pitt fan, Fred, who I think you guys might know him. He's a gateway guy like Craig. He's a Gator. Craig, you're a Gator.
Just assume he's a good man then.
You know, gateway is one retired football number?
Yeah.
And it's a Pitt guy. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, Curtis Bray.
This guy's on the ball.
Yep.
Did you know that, Craig?
I did. He's a legend in the gateway circles. Yep.
In your mind, you look up to Mr. Bray because of your connection to the school?
I think if you went to Gateway, you are very familiar with him.
I mean, he was Gatorade Player of the Year.
Nationally, not just in Pennsylvania.
National.
That's a big deal.
Yes, huge.
A really big deal. So he's diehard Pitt. He sent me this text message last night, and I want to know if you guys, Craig's a former Pitt season ticket holder, and will be at the game with me tomorrow, in his Vote Kenny 93.7 The Fan, Kenny Pickett shirt. And Doran's a Pitt All-American. So I want to know if you guys, as people with deep connections to Pitt, agree with this. He texted me last night and said, too much hype around Pitt for this game. It's making me nervous. I know they're going to bleep the bed on Saturday. It's in my blood.
This is from
a diehard Pitt fan. This is not from a Syracuse alum. I could show you the text. It's not a made-up person. I'm holding the phone right now. That there are a lot of Pitt fans that just cannot get out of that malaise or that funk, that they just perpetually live in fear that whenever they get too excited for Pitt, they get their hopes up and they get their hearts broken. And I don't know how they, like, even a win like this, I feel like if they beat Clemson, I'm going to get a text from him on Thursday. We're playing Miami at noon. This is the type of game where
right.
after
be
Pitt
every
beats
game.
Clemson, then they beat Miami. They got to go to Duke. This is the type of game that they're supposed to win, that they're playing North Carolina on a Thursday night. They've won six in a row and they're ranked 10th. This is the type of game. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like that there is actually a lot of hype around this game tomorrow? Because I feel like it's like in the mid-level. I don't feel like this game is like being overhyped at all. I feel like it's been talked about, but not as much as
well,
I thought it would be.
Okay, so but the perception of Pitt, and Craig has brought this up, it's surreal to me. Let me put it this way. It's surreal to me that they lost a home game to Western Michigan. And here we are a month later, and we're talking about a Heisman Trophy candidate, and nationally, people are saying they can get into the college football playoff. That's hype. I mean, that might not be guy down at, you know, a bar in Oakland saying it, or on a Pitt message board. These are legitimate people, legitimate college football media, Heisman Trophy talk, college football playoff talk. That's hype. That is huge hype. I mean, you said this is a must win because you want to keep that narrative going. And if you lose, those narratives probably get blown up. I think it's much harder for Pickett to win the Heisman, and the playoff talk goes completely out the window.
Oh,
that's over.
Yeah, and then the people that are on the bandwagon now, the national people, I mean, they know the history.
They'll
the
say
track
same
record,
old Pitt, which is exactly
pick.
What Fred yes. texted me.
They'll be same old Pitt. This is why we didn't even put them. This is why it took so long for us to put them in the top 25. You know, and then they'll fall out. Well, would they fall out?
If they lose?
Yes.
Yeah, they're 23rd.
Yeah.
Of course they'd fall out. They could lose the game by 1 point. So Clemson's unranked.
Then that would be the narrative. This is why we waited so long to put Pitt in the top 25.
But do you, Craig, you said that before the Virginia Tech game, that this, I've seen this movie a million times. I've seen this scary movie before.
That's what I was going to say. That text could have been from me a week ago this time.
And so Virginia Tech was enough for you to, like, pop out of it and get out of the funk and say, well, this is actually a new Pitt. This is new Pitt. This is a Pitt unlike we've ever seen before.
The fact that they didn't, and Pitt people are going to hate that you use this phrase, but the fact that they didn't Pitt in that game makes me now believe it's behind them. There's no Pitting this season.
There's no.
Not at all.
They already Pitted this season.
Well, it's over then. We've already Pitted. It's fine.
So they're going
to
win every
Western
game.
Michigan at home. They've got their Pitted out. They've got their Pitting out of the way.
Dorn, you're going to think I'm crazy. I got to win on every game in the rest of the schedule.
I don't think that's crazy.
What I saw, and the big reason why, though, is watching Pickett last week and seeing differences from last year where, like, he moves in the pocket so much better now, things like that. Those are the things where that's how they Pitted games in the past. A quarterback that got scared in the pocket, made bad plays. I don't see that. He's the reason I don't think they Pitt a game the rest of the season.
See, I was going to say their defense and the way they ran the ball against Virginia Tech actually made me think they were a more complete team than mm-hmm. just a Heisman Trophy quarterback and a bunch of dudes.
No, I definitely agree with that. But what does it come down to? If you have a good position, you're going to be all right in the quarterback, right? And Kenny Pickett looks like he's playing on another level.
Do you think they have the better quarterback in this game?
Yes. Yes. Maybe not.
Now you're starting to already walk it back a little bit, Dorn.
I mean, if you look at Uiagalelei, you know, and his stature and like what he could be, I think maybe in the future he might be, you know, a higher draft pick and an NFL type guy, you know, maybe a better NFL quarterback. And I'm not saying Kenny's gonna be bad. I'm just saying that he has more intangibles, Uiagalelei. Mm-hmm. But right now, I mean, you take Kenny Pickett every single day. Right
Correct.
Now,
right I would now. Agree with that.
Oh yeah.
Clemson's offense stinks, and their best wide receiver is out for this game now, too.
Gotta, yeah.
I mean, everything, but this is, again, mm-hmm. what Pitt fans fight. Everything is pointing towards Pitt to win the game.
Everything. I mean, they're favored against Clemson.
Clemson hasn't been an underdog in an ACC game since 2016 when Lamar Jackson was Louisville's quarterback.
That is crazy. Like, but, okay, guys, at the end of the day, I read a stat the other day that, you know, Clemson's has 5 and 4 stars, and if you add up every other team in the ACC, they still have more.
Clemson does.
Clemson. Clemson has more than every other ACC team combined for
See, that's nuts stars. Because what the hell are Florida State and Miami doing to not get four
losing
and five
to Clemson? Everybody's losing out to Clemson.
Yeah.
Right? So this is why I think that the biggest reason why Pitt needs to win this game is for recruits, because there's 30 recruits that are going to be at this game. If they see Pitt beat Clemson at Heinz Field with a somewhat packed house, it's like, you know, I'm going to take a look at Pitt. You know, I'm going to take a visit to Pitt. They just beat Clemson.
I don't know. Someone would have to help me with this. Somebody like Chris Peake could do it. I'm sure he probably has written articles about it. Were there players that went to Pitt because they were at the Penn State game in 2016 and watched Pitt beat Penn State 42-39 and decided on that day, this is where I want to come play college football? I think Pickett was there and actually said that that was one of the reasons why I came to Pitt. Right, Craig? Didn't he say that to us very early on?
That, and I know that the 13-9 game won over a pretty big recruiting class of, like, the bigger kids in the Whippy Ole.
Oh, yeah.
It won there were still, like, the bigger names like that. They all committed almost, like, what, the next day?
And Cam Sadler from Gateway. All the Gateway guys, Shane Hale.
Yep. That's
true. All those guys, yes.
That one game can do it.
Cam Sadler said he saw my wife crying in the front row in Morgantown that day and said, this seems like fun, making these lunatic fans cry. I think I'm going to go play at Pitt. Yeah.
That's what he said.
I think it's hysterical that my wife was like ESPN said she is a very sad looking fan. Let's immediately put her on camera after the game ends.
That's her.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
That's her 15 minutes of fame.
I was just about to
Amanda's
say
Amanda's 15 minutes of fame
was her
is
crying.
That she was down in the dumps West Virginia fan at 13-9.
Do you know how hard I'm laughing inside?
I think that should be her Twitter avatar. Don't you?
I think it should be your Twitter background. You should change it to that.
I might, dude.
Yes.
I think I might.
You got to get this horror movie list together first, though.
Yeah. Yeah, her birthday's coming up, so I'm trying to think, like, nah, I think I'm okay.
That just means you have chances to dig yourself out of the doghouse and get yourself into.
Very good point. And you know what's going to help with that? The horror movie list.
Yep. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.